This is Dr. Susan Swam and my colleague
David Abramovich,
and we're discussing our nonprofit institute called Now I See a Person Institute. Now I See a Person Institute was formed in 2008, and our first clients were foster children and families who were having a very difficult time with reunification of their children, that were in danger of losing their children, or foster children who had seen maybe a plethora of therapists and did not want to go to therapy. So Now I See a Person Institute started off as a therapeutic endeavor using horses in nature to be able to discourse trauma and a setting that provided, again, normalcy and nurturance. So our first clients were foster children and their families, and after that, we started being referred clients that had not succeeded in traditional therapy. So these modalities might be therapy, hospitalization, medication, and we were kind of a last resort effort of what clinicians have always called in the past treatment failures. And so at Now I See a Person Institute, we have up to a 98% recovery for this population of clients. And I'm gonna give it over to David to give a few bullet points of what we do here at Now I See a Person Institute.
I think the reason that we are so effective, as sort of chronicled by clients, and clients have told us this through years of research, is that we see them as people. We don't see them as their given diagnosis. We see them as experts in their own lives, and we really, truly listen and care. Rapport is developed very, very quickly here because of the natural environment that it occurs in, and the fact that we are always there for them, especially in the beginning when they really, really need it. They know that we're just a phone call away and that we're extremely accessible and will take phone calls at all hours of the night if need be. And just having that anchor in their lives seems to be very, very therapeutic and healing. The things that clients encounter here, they carry with them from generation to generation. So it doesn't just stop here. So let's say a parent comes here to become better parents, quote unquote. The things that they learn here, they teach their children, and then their children will pass on to their children. So we're really making intergenerational change. So instead of, working on generational wealth, we work with generational mental health. And that really, really goes a long way, not only for the individual families, but also for the community, because the resources that the community uses to treat these individuals that weren't treatable are tremendous. And then they come here, and all of a sudden those resources are not needed for these families anymore.
And if you go to our website, www.nowiseeaperson.com, you can see some of our clients' reflections that they wanted to have posted to help others have hope in very hopeless situations. There also is some of our 7-year research and some of our articles, that past and current articles being published about the theoretical orientation that we do. So what we do is very similar to what was proposed in the Mental Health Services Act here, and that is that the client is the expert in knowing what they want to see changed, and that the client has a voice. And that's why it is called Now I See a Person Institute, to highlight that we see the client as a person with a voice rather than just a diagnosis. At this point in time, Now I See a Person Institute is expanding, and we're asking for donations. There's 3 ways to donate at this point in time. One is on our website, www.nowiseeaperson.com through PayPal. A second way is on Facebook. There's two donations going right now underneath Now I See a Person Institute. And the third one is on GoFundMe, and it's called Healing Underserved Populations from Trauma. And we're calling these populations that we're seeing the underserved in our communities because, unfortunately, for whatever reason, past treatment was not successful, but they were able to have successful and sustainable change within themselves and their families. Some for longer than 7 years. Some since 2008 when we opened, that we're still getting interviews and stories of how success has happened and how that success has been sustainable. So this is a series of conversations that Dave and I are going to be presenting, and hopefully we'll be getting these out twice a week. So please donate to Now I See a Person Institute.
And thank you very much. Every little thing helps.